the rest of the story. Sam was born in Virginia to a distinguished family. But he quit college to go live with the Cherokee Indians. They adopted him into the tribe. They named him the Raven. Then in 1812, Sam quit his happy nomad life with the Cherokees, joined the army, fought with Andy Jackson, became a major general. After the war, Sam's family had moved to Tennessee. He joined them there. He ran for Congress and got elected. Then returned to Tennessee, got elected governor. But while running for a second term, Sam married Eliza Allen, a girl from a fine family. Marriage lasted 11 days. I don't know whether drink drove him apart or the divorce drove Sam to drink, he never said, but at any event, he resigned as governor of Tennessee. He returned to the Cherokee Nation, and he stayed under the influence of Firewater for a very long time. Sam was going downhill fast. April 1832. Sam is back in Washington on an Indian mission for his adopted tribe, dressed in buckskin coat, beaver collar, hunting knife at his belt. On the evening of April 13, he's walking down Pennsylvania Avenue with Senator Buckner of Missouri and Representative Blair of Tennessee. They recognize a passerby as Congressman Stanbury of Ohio. Now, 1 month earlier, this Stanbury had said some very bad things about Sam on the floor of the House of Representatives, implied that Sam had been guilty of fraud on a contract with the Cherokee Nation. Well, Sam has with him a hickory cane cut from a tree at Andy Jackson's Hermitage in Tennessee. And Sam picks up this cane, and he goes after Congressman Stanbury right then and there, and he clobbers him good. Stanbury pulls a pistol, but the flintlock misfires and it doesn't go off. So Stanbury boils up, boils over, brings charges before Congress that he has been attacked for words spoken in Congress, and Sam was sentenced to be reprimanded by the Speaker of the House. Standing shakily on the bottom rung of the ladder, Sam, already a discredited and beaten man, was sentenced and was censured. But then a strange thing happened. Sam stayed in Washington and changed his ways. At the instant of that public censure, some dormant greatness took hold of Sam, and when American history needed the steady hand of an uncommon man to capture Texas from the Mexicans, they sent for Sam. When the infant Texas needed a steady hand to hold it together and to mold it into an independent republic, they elected Sam to be its first president. Everything had changed. The man who had staggered, who had fallen, had been mysteriously lifted up again. When Texas was admitted to the Union, Sam, the one-time drunken loafer from the Indian Nation, went back to Washington as a United States Senator. Yes, this is the story of a man who was driven by his own weaknesses to his knees, and then, due to a public censure, he rose again to such prominence as he might never have known otherwise. The great state of Texas went on to send Sam to the Senate of the United States for 14 years and then brought him home to become the governor of that state. And then, and for all time to come, Texas gave to its largest city his name, Sam Houston. Now you know the rest of the story.